Good. I'll read a little bit about Govardhan, and then we'll go towards that hill and hope that was hat ihr dabei, das kaputt gegangen ist? Das ist. Und dann was? Wir brauchen das doch überhaupt nicht. Wir machen einfach mit, was wir haben. Und was kaputt ist, ist kaputt. Ja? So ist in der Welt. Ne? Kein Problem. Kaputt. I think you all know kaputt, huh? You know kaputt? Kaputt means broken. Something is kaputt. I don't know what.
It's a synonym of cracked. Crack.
Crack, huh?
Crack. Crack.
That sounds.
She's laughing so
much. Depends on what the ingredients are.
It's milk. Oh, it's just milk.
Okay, let's try it somewhere here. So I'll read a little bit from Jiva Goswami. He wrote the Gopal Champu, and it's very nice. The Yamuna's banks manifest great bliss and love. Gazing on the Yamuna shore, the wise devotees have a vision of Lord Krishna's nectar rasa dance pastimes. Did the Yamuna sprinkle on her shores a divine elixir in the form of grains of sand? A banyan tree makes our heart tremble. How can I describe the love a certain banyan tree feels for Lord Krishna? When Lord Krishna disappeared from this world, the tree thought, let Govardhan Hill and the other places stay in this world in their personal expenses. I have no power to stay. Then that tree also disappeared from this world. And that was the banyan tree in Bandiravan, where Krishna would perform many pastimes, and it had such extensive branches that it would go all the way to the other side of the Yamuna, and the cowherd boys used to use it as a bridge to get across the Yamuna. Look at the deep love Vrindavan forest feels. Sometimes Lord Krishna's forest becomes stunned like a motionless mountain. Sometimes that forest trembles, its leaves and petals moving, suddenly pushing out many new sprouts. That forest sometimes stands with the hairs of its body erect in ecstasy. Why would Lord Krishna and his multitude, Vraja, of associates, not wish to appear in that land of Vrindavan? We see their appearance in Vrindavan as very appropriate. Some pandits say that the land of Vraja is named for the multitudes of the Lord's associates, Vraja. One translation of the word Vraja is multitudes or many. Okay, one moment now. In the Vamana Purana it is said, studded with jewels and glorious with mineral pigments, Govardhan Hill is glorious in Gokul. Its banks studded with jewels, the Yamuna, the best of rivers, flows in Gokul. The evidence of the scripture will be the resting place of this poem. That evidence will be like a board where I paint this picture. That is this poem. Now I'm looking for the poem. Krishna. I always find this when I want it. but not today. Now I have to put a search on it. Come on. Meanwhile, page 12 is what it should be. Okay, let's start now. While many with many charming jewel boulders, the mountain named Govardhan offers a sitting place for Lord Krishna. With the cooing of many birds, Govardhan offers Lord Krishna a welcome. With its swiftly flowing streams filled with lotus flowers, durva grass, and shamak seeds, Govardhan offers padya. Oh, padya means offerings at the lotus feet of the Lord. With limitless new shoots of darba grass, growing deer hoof print puddles, Govardhan offers argya. Washing the mouth. With ponds, where jati, labanga, and kakao grow on the shores, offers achman. With fresh yogurt, ghee, and honey, Govardhan offers madhuparka. With water from a clear spring, at its summits, Govardhan offers bathing water. With golden tree bark, fine like silk, Govardhan offers garments. With fragrant powder, sandal paste, and red and white minerals, Govardhan offers fragrant ointment. With blooms of malati vines and other vines, Govardhan offers pleasing flowers. With the dust raised by the Surabhi cow's hooves, Govardhan offers incense. With the glistening of its many jewels, Govardhan offers a glittering lamp even in the daytime. With charming ganja, peacock feathers, clusters of flowers, and many other pleasing objects, Govardhan offers ornaments. With pleasing fruits and roots, Govardhan offers delicious meals. With cool, flower-scented water mixed with fragrant and pure tulasi leaves, Govardhan offers water to rinse the mouth. With champak flowers and other glorious blooming flowers moving in the gentle breeze, Govardhan offers arati. With budding nakul flowers and other trees, Govardhan offers a graceful parasol. With blooming branches moving in the breezes from the Malaya hills, Govardhan offers the service of fanning Lord Krishna. With the dancing of the cooing peacocks, Govardhan offers a festival of dancing. When attracted by Krishna's flute, music carried by the breeze, a gopi comes. Govardhan prepares a soft couch of flowers. With the cuckoos cooing, Govardhan makes sweet singing, gazing at Lord Krishna. And performing these services to please him, Govardhan Hill confirms his reputation as the best of the Lord's servants.